95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, 3 to 7. I just came in.
Yeah.
And I walked into the lobby like you always do.
Right.
And they took my temperature like they always do.
Right.
And the guy behind the counter, Cy, says, do you want a banana?
He said, what?
Do you want a banana?
A banana?
Yes.
That's code for something? He didn't ask me that.
That's what I wondered. Is it code or something? I said...
Yes?
There was a bunch of bananas, like, right there next to him.
I did see those. All right, I did see the bananas.
Okay, so he's supposed to get rid of them, apparently.
Get these bananas out of here.
I said, are you supposed to be offering those bananas to people? And he said, yeah, and I don't know why.
Maybe there's something in them. You should go get them. They're trying to move drugs or something out of the building.
Oh, I see. Yes. So you think it's a cocaine banana?
Most likely. Yeah, most likely coke banana.
All right, coming up on the show today, would you buy hot pizza from a vending machine?
Hot pizza from a... Sure, why not?
That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
Disneyland's Snow White ride is under fire because of Prince Charming's non-consensual kiss.
Oh, man. They're just slowly taking that park apart. I mean, they went into Pirates, and they were like, nope, this has to go. Nope, that has to go.
But let's take it easy when it comes to this.
Yeah, man.
What's happening?
On the other hand, Prince Charming, he's a tool. Who needs him anyway? Like, what, this
but it's
guy.
An 85-year-old cartoon or something,
sure,
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Look at me, man. I'm really... Yeah, you know what? Take him down. I agree.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm jealous, right. I suppose.
How to go back to sports.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I'm doing this tomorrow night. I'm going back to the Kings. And the Dodgers have some certain ways that you have to do it. So we're going to talk about that today.
Sure, yeah.
Would you buy anyone's hair? Anyone famous?
Hair?
Yes, hair.
Hair? No. No. Would you?
No. Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Supposedly has 6 strands of hair from a former, I don't know, stylist or something.
Right.
And they're going to auction them off.
How do they prove it's his?
I don't know.
I guess DNA would prove it, but shouldn't they hang on to those and create a whole new Kurt for us when that technology is available?
I don't know
that
the whole new Kurt would be the Kurt we had, though.
He'd be like, what's going on? Why am I back? I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I didn't want to be here the first time.
And our 1 second of nonstop rock is $1,500.
Damn straight.
So that's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Dude, I assume you know it's the weekend.
It is the weekend,
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Oh, man, do I have plans. We're gonna hit Total Wine first thing with like $150. It's like a barn of wine and booze and everything. Yeah,
and that's your only plan. And
pretty much
whatever happens, happens.
You're gonna pick up, like, gonna get a shopping cart full of booze and head home, man. That's the plan for the weekend.
That's quite a plan.
It is, right?
You're gonna be so hungover.
There won't
Monday.
Be anything left of me on Monday, man. That's
well,
okay.
This might appeal to you then on Monday.
What's that?
What if we had a vending machine that delivered hot pizza?
Oh, bring it, please.
They've done this in Rome.
Wow. How fresh could it be?
Well, it makes it in front of your face.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Which is a weird thing.
Very weird. Of course it's in Italy, naturally. Well,
yeah,
that makes
of
sense.
Course.
Yeah.
Let's say there are a lot of reviews, but most of them are from chefs and, you know.
Yeah, people that are going to be pretty critical of it.
Yes,
of
course.
Right. Now, this sucks.
No, don't go to those people.
Is that what it's saying? They're saying?
No,
oh, really?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go to the people who really make the best pizza.
Right.
Because you know you're not getting the best pizza from a vending machine.
No, yeah. That's part of the deal.
But all pizza's good.
Yes.
Because it's pizza.
That's right.
But this is at the lower end, let's be honest.
Sure. Well, it's not a Gino's frozen 99-cent pizza, but...
No.
It's a little better than that, so that's good.
It's like $5 to $7. The machine kneads and tops the dough, and the customers watch the pizza cook behind a small glass window.
Wow. Is it like a personal pan pizza size?
Yeah.
Huh. And how long does it take? That seems like it would take a while.
It says 4 to 5 minutes.
That's nothing.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I would do this in a second.
Hell yeah.
Reviews by customers on Thursday of the machine, one in Rome, ranged from acceptable if you're in a hurry to outright horror.
Outright. And was that one of the precious chefs?
Yes, probably.
Oh,
I'm sure it was. Yes.
Dude.
I don't know why they go ask them, because you need to talk to people who are in a hurry.
Yeah.
Who might accept a pizza that's subpar.
Sure, if I'm in the airport and your damn flight's delayed and you're going to be there another hour and a half and, you know, bring it.
Grab a piece.
Yeah.
Of course.
And yeah, definitely don't ask a chef. I would say Joe Blow, but since it's Italy, Luigi Blow.
Sure.
You know.
Luigi's a very famous Blow.
Exactly.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo on a Friday afternoon.
Now, if you just had that up really loud, you like the party music, you're really set, because starting at 7 with that Greg Beharo guy tonight, lots of Coke and cola drinking, and party songs all weekend long.
You started stuttering on Coke.
Like, I was just going to have some Coke, and it's going to be really loud. It's going to be great. All weekend, this weekend, nothing but the loud stuff.
We are watching a car chase on Channel 5, and I'm proud to announce that the guy is following No Pants Day.
Yes, I saw that.
Wearing
yes.
shorts.
So we're all sans pants, even the guy on the 10 freeway that's running for his
being
life.
Chased.
Yeah.
All right, Disneyland seems to be in trouble for something all the time.
I mean, if they're going to look back into the past, which is usually where this trouble comes from, you're always going to run into things that aren't appropriate here in 2020.
Agreed. Yeah. Disneyland's Snow White ride under fire over Prince Charming's non-consensual kiss.
It's one of those where those animatronic things comes up basically and sort of just pushes her and then goes back, right?
I think so. Yeah. Which, I mean, you're working. Listen, this is an important topic.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You're working really hard to find something in this story to complain about non-sex with not being consensual.
Right.
You're really looking.
Really
hard.
Reaching. And let's consider the source material. You know what? I just saw this. It's really funny. I just saw Mystery Science Theater 3000 last night where they were talking about the 90s comedy. And the guy said when one of the things that was kind of inappropriate now here in the future came up, this wasn't recorded yesterday.
Right.
You can't expect the old stuff from long ago to meet today's more enlightened standards.
There is a tremendous amount of stuff that we did in the 90s on the radio show that wouldn't fly today.
No.
And that's okay because but let's not do this. According to an editorial by San Francisco paper, the ride itself is really good and preserves much of the charm of what originally opened in 1955.
Meh.
The problem, according to the editorial, comes where Prince Charming kisses Snow White, in quotes, without her consent.
I suppose because it's still going on, one could argue, well, it is here in present time. I mean, I'm just trying to see the ridiculous other side of it. Just relax.
A kiss he gives to her without her consent while she's asleep.
She's not consent. Oh, right.
Which cannot possibly be true love if only one person knows it's happening.
But that's the story. He wakes her up. What, she's supposed to just stay asleep forever? No, isn't that her? Is that Sleeping Beauty? I don't know.
I'm not sure either. They argued that the company should have reimagined another ending that wasn't so problematic.
Come on!
From 85 years ago.
Right.
One social media user responded by saying this is the stupidest article I've ever read. Another Twitter user said they feel absolute sadness for the author of this article, saying they are the epitome of what's wrong with our culture.
That's when someone just going to look to be offended.
Yes.
I'm out to be offended
I'm
today.
I'm going to try to find something offensive.
Upset me.
Which, by the way, takes away from the amount of attention that
the
real
important thing. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
People really only pay attention to a small amount of stuff.
The argument on that would be, well, the minutia is what's important. And, you know, if that's to be in the kid's face immediately, then if we get rid of that and change the story that's been around forever.
Somebody else wrote, it's a cartoon. It's 84 years old.
Get off it.
Please use your voice to talk about important issues.
Thank you. Be better. Be better.
We're going to start a new feature on this show called Be Better.
We already failed right out of the gate with that idea.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have money.
Yeah, $1,500. And, you know, unlike the guy Kevin who won the $7,500 on Bohemian Rhapsody, 1 second of Queen the other day, we don't want you to spend it on bills. That's what he said he was going to spend it on. We're like, we want you to blow it.
Yeah, I mean,
take it and have fun.
I'm going to pay down my bills.
No! We're not giving it to you then.
He did say he bought cool stuff, so it was kind of retro blowing.
Yes, paying back himself for blowing money.
Cash.
Yeah. We have 1 second of nonstop
rock.
Okay, we're going to play it for you. Then you have to be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. And if you call her 13, you can tell us the name of the song and the artist. You'll win $1,500.
And here is said clip. What is it?
818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
Amy.
Amy, you're caller 13.
Of course I am.
That's the confidence we like.
Of course you are. Why do you say it like that? Because you know it or because you don't know it?
No, because every time I get through, I don't know it.
Oh, you've gotten through more than once?
Yes, this will be my fourth time.
Wow. Are you kidding me? Wow.
No, not kidding.
Wow, that's bananas.
Loser. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, well, let's try it again. Are
let's
you ready?
Make it work okay. this time.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right.
Name of the song, artiste, and this is it. What is it?
That's got to be, well, I should say it's not got to be The Cars, Just What I Needed.
You know, you're helping to drive up the price or whatever.
Which
the
we appreciate.
Yeah.
That's not it, unfortunately,
yeah.
Amy.
I knew.
Kevin probably appreciates it so well. He won $7,500. You probably got it up to $3,000
so
more than it would have been.
Call in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or whenever.
Monday. Yeah, call in tomorrow.
Whenever we're on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Amy.
I'll keep trying. I'm going to get it one of these days.
Yeah, you are, Amy.
I hope you do. Thank you.
Right on. All right. Well, thanks to Amy. It's up to $2,000 between 4 and 5.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm so happy. It's Friday.
One second of nonstop rock is up to $2,000 this
That's
hour.
Great, but it's Friday.
It is Friday, yes.
So damn happy. I can't stand it.
And in about 55 minutes, we're going to start doing our All Request Fest.
Even better.
Which is fun.
Well, almost better.
It's a new world. So we're all trying to figure out how we're going to get back to things that we used to do.
Oh, yeah.
The Dodgers have no immediate plans to increase attendance. They can sell to about 33% capacity because they have to be
separated enough
separated.
To be. Yeah, exactly. But, and then they have totally vaccinated sections, right?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Okay, so people with fake cards can show up and pretend that they've had their shots.
That is what they're doing,
right.
Yes.
Are those more densely populated then? Or
yes,
still...
the report I saw was that you could sit next to somebody.
Ah.
You just still had to wear a mask.
Sure.
But that's it. There's no 6 feet between people.
So
that's going to happen
that
soon.
People faking the vaccination cards are going to be sitting right next to you.
Yes, but
that's
if
fun.
You're vaccinated.
Right, exactly. True.
I mean.
But then you can still get it and give it to someone else. Who, I mean, everybody I know
ideal.
Has been vaccinated.
Yeah, same.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't care. I really don't care.
You don't care if they get vaccinated?
No. Mm-mm. Not really.
I mean, I feel like I do.
Yeah.
Because everybody's.
I mean, I think they should. I think it's the wise thing to do. But if they don't want to, I mean, I think it's kind of crazy.
But if you had friends that didn't.
I do. I do have friends. I absolutely refuse to do it. They will not get vaccinated.
And do you hang with them?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. But
so
not because of that.
Care.
Because they're crazy.
Because they're idiots.
Yeah.
The Lakers and the Clippers sold 2,000 to 3,000 fans per game.
Wow. Okay. Oh,
Staples
man.
Center.
I want to go to a Lakers game. Come on. Wow. That's on the horizon. It's coming soon.
Tomorrow, I'm going to a Kings game.
Damn.
Which is the first time in, a year and a half or whatever, however
hockey.
Long it's been. I love hockey
don't
so much.
Don't want to go to a hockey game.
I mean, it's not been a great year, but I love it so much.
Yeah.
And we're playing a great team, but still I love it.
Yeah.
But you have to, I got my second vaccination shot this past Saturday.
Right.
But you have to have 14 days to get in under the vaccination rule.
Right.
So then I had to go get a test yesterday to see if I had COVID so that I could get the negative test and I can show them and then I can get in.
Oh, so you walk up with your card or whatever and
your email or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It says that it's a negative test and then they go, okay. As long as it's within 3 days.
Interesting.
So everything's coming back.
Yes.
Slowly.
Yes. Yeah. So you
carefully, but it's exciting.
That's your Kings game is coming up.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Love it.
Yeah.
And the Galaxy, it's a little easier with the Galaxy because it's outdoors.
All right.
Everything that's outdoors is a little bit easier.
Yeah,
that's why Dodgers is a little bit easier.
Right.
And
we need to get out there and do some Dodger dogging, by the way. You know?
Is that code?
Yeah.
That sounded nasty.
Would you
as
like
hell.
A banana?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Do you collect stuff from your bands that you love?
Not really. Sort of. I guess I do. You know what cart? So how do you explain this? A cart, so the radio station thing, it looks like an 8-track tape.
Oh, yeah.
I have a number of artist IDs, like Joey Ramone and some other stuff.
How do you play those?
You don't. Okay. I just know that's what it is. So,
Joey
Ramone came in and said, "Hey, it's Joey Ramone. You listen to Sluggo on that one station that sucks now." and I keep those. I have a bunch of those.
Six strands of Kurt Cobain's hair are up for auction.
What are you going to do with those?
Does that sound odd to you, too?
Yes.
I don't want anyone's hair. Anyone.
No.
I don't want
my own.
In a world where NFTs are going for big bucks, here's something tangible, and it is six strands of Kurt Cobain's hair.
I guess there's plenty of people who will be mind-bendingly excited about that. But
really?
Yeah, but how do you prove it?
Well, they go on to say it's part of a music memorabilia lot featuring items from Nirvana, Eddie Van Halen, Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, and more. The locks from late Nirvana frontman were cut in 1989, and it has an affidavit detailing the story behind the scenes.
All right. All right. How much? What's it start at?
The company has provided photographic evidence of the haircut in question with the explanation that begins, "This is a one-of-a-kind artifact. It is entirely fresh to market." Does that mean it's never been auctioned before?
Yeah, I guess.
Fresh tomorrow? There's nothing fresh about it. It was 1989.
Right, thank you. I think it's like one of those people that are being, all right, I have to do this job. I'll type this out now, whatever. It's fresh to market.
Fresh to market.
There we go. That's good.
Accompanied by an impeccable lineage of provenance, including photos of Kurt posing with the woman who cut his hair.
And why did
scissors
she,
in hands.
Why did she keep the 8 strands of hair? 89, that's pretty early. It wasn't really famous at that
Until
point.
Until 94. 394?
Yeah, or maybe in the Seattle area.
I don't know why she would have kept it.
Lunatic!
And how can you even prove?
Yeah, I mean, I lean that way too. When did she verify? I mean, I mean, DNA.
Now.
How do you DNA? How? I don't even know. How hard would it be to take it?
I mean, if you don't have Kurt Cobain's DNA, you can't match it.
I suppose there's stuff that he had. That maybe,
yeah, maybe
Courtney could come up with. And why would she care? I don't want.
No body parts from
well, now hold
bands.
On. Now I said no hair. We're
I'm
talking
not
body parts.
No, I'm just
that's
saying,
a little different.
I don't want any part of anyone.
No.
Even the bands that are my favorite, I don't want hair.
Do you collect anything? And what would you?
I really don't.
Yeah,
I mean, I have a few things that I keep, but it's more personal relationship stuff.
Yes,
I do have one thing that's Rage Against the Machine that was signed by Tom Morello.
Oh, what is it? And where
it's
do you
a
keep
guitar.
It? In? Oh, are you kidding?
Yes,
you have one of Tom's guitars.
I do.
Damn! Now where do you keep it in the house?
I brought in.
When are you not likely to be home? Oh, between
in,
3 and 7.
we do our charity Friends and Helpers
.org,
and we brought in like 4. For him to autograph, and I bought one for myself, and I was like, hey, if you don't mind, would you just mind putting your little signature on there for me as well?
He's like, go to hell, man.
And he was very kind about it.
That's cool.
What kind of memorabilia do you have?
I don't, yeah.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, I see. I was like, you're looking at me.
855-KLOS. What kind of, like, do you have someone's hair?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest memorabilia?
There you go.
The weirdest memorabilia of a favorite
anyone,
yours.
Yeah, celebrity.
And why do you have it?
Yes. And why?
I'm going to ask both questions.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know what? Maybe a hairstylist, my friend Lily at Good Form and on Fairfax. Boy, I'm just going to plug right on there.
Right.
Maybe she would keep it because that's what she does. Now, that kind of makes sense. Like, if that's your job.
No, why would she want to keep hair?
Well, I don't know.
Just because it's her
job. Trying to guess. Like,
I would
why
think
anybody...
I would want to keep hair less if I was around it all day long.
That's probably true.
But she's probably keeping yours. All right, let's take calls. 818-955-KLOS. What kind of memorabilia do you have? And the weirder, the better.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'm curious why you kept those carts that you can't play.
Just because I know that...
A memory?
Yeah, and I do actually intend, and this is such a geeky radio thing, but
yes.
I do intend to have a cart machine eventually because there's so much I do have on cart, and I need to transfer it someday.
Yeah, we all thought of that in 1949.
when they all went away, when we moved on to the different technology.
What's wrong with you?
Still, I know...
How do you not put it on a CD at some point?
I mean, I have a copy of it
okay.
as well. Yeah, but other stuff that I don't. There's a couple live performances. Bands that came in and played at that particular station.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
yeah, that I only have on those stupid formats.
So we're talking about 6 strands of Kurt Cobain's hair up for auction. And why would you want anyone's hair? And
hair.
Strange memorabilia that you have from bands. KLOS, you have one?
I have a CD that's autographed by the guys from Milli Vanilli.
Oh, the actual dancers?
That's strong. No, the fake guys.
Yeah, the guys are in the video.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, in a way.
Those guys were dicks for being fake.
Yeah.
They were real dicks. They were real.
They came into the radio station in Phoenix, right?
So bad.
And you're bad.
I met them at UCLA. They used to work out there. And I worked there.
The guys in Milli Vanilli never worked out there.
Oh, yeah. No, they were dancers, so they were working out
dancers,
all the time.
Okay,
yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah. That's hilarious. What do you think it would go for if you were to put it up on eBay? What would you ask for it?
I have no idea.
Hmm. Anybody?
No idea at all.
I mean, it is an odd one.
Yep.
Because they were fake.
Yep.
That is an odd memorabilia yep. that I think I would keep too.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. 818-955-KLOS. What's your weird celebrity memorabilia? 818-955-KLOS.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have $2,000 for you in the 1 second of Nonstop Rock.
Hell yeah, Rock.
Coming up before 5 o'clock. So keep listening for that. Right now we're talking about celebrity memorabilia. The weirder, the better.
Yes, please.
You have one, sir?
Well, I think I do.
All right. What is it?
I've got a double album from Ian Hunter and Martha Hoople on CBS. It's called Shades of Ian Hunter. And I got backstage and met him and Mick Ronson. And I got the album autographed, and he kind of freaked out. He said, it was off CBS. He said, I've got nothing to do with this. They're ripping me off.
Oh, no kidding.
He autographed the album, and his next album was called Shades of Ian Hunter.
Huh.
I like to fool myself into thinking I had a hand in naming an Ian Hunter album.
Yeah, I think you probably did.
You know what? I buy it.
Yeah, totally.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling in, man. That's funny.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I have weird memorabilia.
Yes, please.
I have a paperback autographed by Wee Man when I was working at Honey Baked Ham, and it says, don't fart in your fire.
Don't fart in your fire?
Was it a book?
Don't fart in your fire.
Was it a book that he wrote?
No, it's paper bag. That's all I actually
Oh, paper bag. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said paperback book.
I was like, wait, what does that mean? Is it something he wrote? It's a paper bag.
That's, I will keep that forever.
Very cool. That is very weird. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, KLOS, what's your weird celebrity memorabilia? Boy, that's a hard word to say.
Hey, I've got Steven Adler's leather pants that he wore on the Appetite for Destruction tour with Guns N' Roses.
And what do you do with those? Yeah.
Well, I'm a huge fan, a huge collector of GNR. At least back then I was. You know, I have a GNR tattoo. And I don't know what I do with them, but I'm sure somebody else would want them too, you know?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. You said you did have a lot of stuff. You used to be a big fan. You have the tattoo. Do you regret the tattoo now that you're older, or do you give a rat's ass?
Oh, no. I'm still a big fan. I also have a Thin Lizzy tattoo.
Nice.
And I met Steven at the Whiskey. I told him that I had all these bootleg videos. This is like 20 years ago. And he said, oh, dude, you got to come over. So I came over with a bunch of stuff to get signed, and he started looking for something to give me. And then it was like a light bulb flashed in his head. It's like, oh, I got it. And he handed me these pants that are definitely from the Appetite Tour.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's cool.
Have you ever tried them on?
Yeah.
They are so small. I mean, that dude was like petite, like 5'2". But I'm so glad that you guys are back on the air.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Kevin, I was the guy that did the Darth Vader impersonation on one of your last episodes.
Oh, wow.
You favored me to win. Unfortunately, I didn't.
But let's hear your Darth Vader.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear the Darth.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, you win now. And all these years, a year later, you win. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. We have $2,000 coming up in our 1 second of Nonstop Raw.
We really want you to win it, man. Start your weekend off right.
In just a second. But first, we are taking phone calls about celebrity memorabilia. You have some, sir?
I do.
Yes, what do you have?
So I've been on a whole bunch of reality shows where I strip down to my underwear and then tie myself into thumbtacks.
Okay.
And I've kept thumbtacks from every single performance.
That's weird. Do you show them to your dates? Are they impressed?
I do. Well, my wife was there to help pick them all out of me. So
that's nice.
Wow.
That is a real, that's, you know, really.
What a love story.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're the best.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, Kayla. What's your weird celebrity memorabilia?
All right. So in 1991, Northern California, I was stationed at Travis Air Force Base, and I got to see David Bowie.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
So
go on.
People were throwing stuff up on the stage, and somebody threw an orange at him, and he caught it. He took a bite and then hucked it out into the audience.
And you caught it.
I put my hand up. I catch it. One hand. I had just a piece of the rind left. Everybody attacked it.
Wow.
Wow. So you kept that piece of the rind.
So, yes, I kept that piece of the rind for many, many years. But being in the service, it went by the wayside.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, you lost it. You lost the rind. David Bowie's rind is out there somewhere. Won't you help? Have you seen this rind?
Have you seen this rind? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is it Amy we have to thank for getting us to $2,000?
It is Amy.
There's people who keep missing this 1 second of Nonstop Rock, which always pushes it up another $500, and she blew it a little while ago. Says she's blown it four times.
And now it's up to $2,000.
And we want to give it to you, so don't blow it.
So you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win $2,000.
And here it is. What is that? 818-955-KLOS. Call now if you know.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of Nonstop Rock game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Jose.
Jose, you're caller 13.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, you ready to start your weekend off right by winning $2,000?
I stay ready.
All right.
He stays ready. All right. We're going to play it for you one more time, and then you tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win.
All right.
You tell me when you're ready. Tell me, go. Say, Sluggo, play it.
Sluggo, play it.
What is that?
Is it Black Sabbath War Pigs?
It is not.
Grr.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, dude.
Thanks for trying, though.
Have a good weekend anyway. We insist, all right?
Y'all too.
Right on. All right, so now $2,500 come Monday.
Correct, Monday between 3 and 4.
But right now, all requests fast. All requests fast.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. You have a request?
Yes, Journey. Loving, touching, squeezing.
Keep saying that.
Yes, please, please. For Mother's Day weekend, for Carol.
For Carol, all right.
All right, Carol, I'll love you. I'll squeeze you. I'll touch you.
I'll take it over the phone, baby.
Come on. How great is that to hear again?
How bizarre.
Joey in Granada Hills wanted to hear Run DMC. It's tricky.
Yeah, you know, and that's the deal, man. 5 to 7 Fridays, whatever starts your weekend. All right, if we can find it. I can't believe we found that.
I can't either.
818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest.
Anything goes. We don't care. We can find it. We'll play it for you.
In a few minutes, we're going to do Slanguage with our friend Justin Credible.
Oh, nice. From Power.
Yeah, he helps us. He tries to hip us up some.
He's failing. But I mean, it's not on him at all.
Right,
it's totally on us.
Of course.
100%.
Of course. We'll do that in a couple of minutes.
Justin.
First, we have a request from Carlos in West L.A.
Yeah, what is this?
Just mind your business and hit it.
Start the song?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Man. Right?
Damn.
95.5 KLOS on the California's rock station.
I want to send that out to someone I was chatting with on Twitter this past week, Texas Garabedian, I'm thinking. He actually listens in South Lake, Texas. And, you know, there's this other station that I do called First Wave on Sirius XM.
Not familiar with it.
I don't know anything about it.
Right.
But I had mentioned that. Devorah is who that is, not dead yet. And I was thinking, if you like that stuff that I play over there, you'd probably like that song right there that Matt Penfield first brought into the station.
Correct.
And he totally got into it. He found it. He was like, oh my God, this is so good. And people were jumping in. Oh, she's got a new one called Body Bag. So Devorah doing really well. Just so love happy that. For her. Love that stuff.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Some Judas Priest. Let me hear Painkiller.
I believe that's doable.
Try to get the Painkiller on this week because I request it every week.
Hey, I said it was doable.
Mr. Everlast, House of Pain. Nice one, man.
I really feel like that song cannot be listened to softly. Like if that song
right.
comes on and you're in the car with somebody and you're talking,
right.
talking yeah. ceases and that one goes up.
You start jumping around in the
yes.
car. Boy, 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 boy.
I love that.
That is good stuff. Thank you, Carlos. Good request.
It is a Friday afternoon, and we are going to do another episode of Slanguage. Welcome, Justin Credible.
Yes, my friends, Kevin, Sluggo, how you guys doing?
Good, there? Man.
I'd like to... so far with you, we've learned booming, we've learned we viral.
Yes, we are viral.
Running it up.
Run it up.
Shorty's a 10.
Dime piece, baby. Dime piece.
I feel like we're making progress.
I feel like the delivery gets better each time we connect, man.
Right, but when we start at such a deficit, that needs to...
yeah, maybe just call me one day before you drop it on someone, just
hey,
to make sure.
How do I use it again?
Yeah, how about I'll give you guys a couple more words
okay.
to add to the Slanguage dictionary.
Okay.
Perfect.
This one right here started getting hot inside of the pandemic. So it's fairly new.
All right.
I haven't used it that many times myself.
Oh.
So proceed with caution, especially in this city.
But we can't pull stuff off anyway, so it's
so,
fine.
So this is truly dangerous. I mean, you're just setting us up now, right? What is
maybe,
you?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
No, but I think this one is gonna be well received by your friends.
Okay.
When greeting your friends, you want to say, "What's up, gang?"
What's
gang.
Up, gang? What's
Even
up?
If it's just one person?
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
That's
all
kind right. of the part right there. It makes yeah. you feel like I'm one of the crew, though. And
right.
I've been
right.
accepted. It's like, "What's up, gang? What's up, gang?"
Right.
Now, in
and
LA.
You're saying that could be dangerous.
In certain parts of the city. We aren't really frequent in those parts, so
right.
we should be okay.
Right.
But you definitely want to scope out the you know, who's around
the
before you drive.
Okay.
The environment. Just,
I gotcha.
Just a little footnote there.
Right.
All right. Sluggo, you good with that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
All right. You're trying to keep us safe.
Yes.
Just precautionary
yes.
measures.
Exactly.
What's up, gang?
What's up, gang? That's right.
All right.
It's like, it's a term of endearment. It lets them know
I'm one of you.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And you're one of me.
And
family.
Why do you think it's got started during the pandemic?
I don't know why.
Yeah,
it just
right?
started. I started
huh.
hearing it more
yeah,
over
yeah.
the last 6 months or so.
Okay.
You know, and I'm
yep.
up on it. I'm
yeah,
up. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like whatever the latest words
All right, that's
are.
That's a challenge. Now I want to use that.
Yeah, try it out.
It's a challenge because
yeah,
you said
yeah.
it's dangerous.
Tonight when you go see your grandma, you're going to stop
yes.
by.
Yeah, what's up, gang?
It, yeah, throw it out on her right
away. How do
you
think she'll respond?
What's that, dear? Along those
lines.
I'm a dime piece.
Yeah.
That's what she knows. Grandma's a dime piece.
I'm a
certified dime piece. All right, another word that we're adding to our slanguage vocabulary mm-hmm. is you know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Well, I think I could almost pull that off.
I think this one is something that's going to be a nice transitional word to get us to the next level of slanguage.
Okay.
When someone's asking you what you have going on tonight,
uh-huh.
or maybe you're inviting them over, and you're like, oh, couple drinks, sports game on TV. You know the vibes.
All right.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
It's good vibes always.
That makes sense.
So I think that's something that you could use on with any generation,
I
too.
Think that's going to be probably safer than "What's up, gang?"
Yeah. Yeah. You know the vibes? Is it easier?
Yes.
But that
know?
Would actually be a response to "What's up, gang?" Right?
It could
it
be,
could
too.
Be, right?
See,
all
well
right.
done, Sluggo.
Yeah,
that's another
yeah,
part.
Hey, yeah, I got a point. Yay!
It's a point for you. It could also be used that way, too. You know
right.
the vibes?
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
the vibes? And also, if they're giving you a compliment, like, "Kev, those shoes are dope." So you know the vibes.
Nah.
Like, come on, man.
But of course, Kevin's never, no one's ever said
no
that about his
said,
shoes.
Oh, that,
no.
that,
yeah.
But
shoe,
I'll wait
but,
for it.
Yeah.
And someday.
Soon
as somebody does, I'll be ready.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Fellas, always fun hanging out
yeah.
with you guys, man. You know the vibes. Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you, Justin. We
always
appreciate
a pleasure.
It. What year was that from?
1990.
Wow.
Rob promising more Judas Priest in the near future. Full Metal Jackie. That's the sort of stuff she plays on Whiplash Monday and Tuesday nights and midnight here on KLOS, the hard and heavy side of our fine little radio station. Good stuff, Painkiller. Thank you for that request.
We have a gift card for you from Fandango for you and a guest to see Wrath of Man in theaters on the big screen.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
This looks so good. It's a director, Guy Ritchie, who I love and watch everything he makes, and Jason Statham.
Oh, man.
Who's one of the best action movie stars. So it's in theaters everywhere today. Very excited about
just
that.
Just opened today.
Yes.
So you're going to go with everybody who wins? Anyone who wins right now? You're going to actually attend the cinema with them?
I mean, I don't know that we can force them to have a plus one.
You have to go with Kevin. Sorry.
But if you want to call right now at 818-955-KLOS, if you can get through, there's a lot of requests. But if you can get through, just tell us you want the movie tickets and you can have them.
Good luck. KLOS, Woody and Ventura. Just gave him tickets to see Wrath of Man. Woody, I like his morning show.
That's,
is that not right?
I didn't even know how to start unpacking that.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
And it's our All Request Fest.
Yeah, man.
You want to hear something?
Dude, what's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Thank you. To you, too.
Can you guys play some face-to-face, maybe disconnected?
Oh, that's cool. It? That's nice. I like that.
I would love that.
Who are you?
I'm Cedric from Covina.
Are you an entertainer?
Off. I thought, you know what? I had that thought too, and I thought, no, that's bad. Don't say it. And I did.
It's called editing. Metallica Whiplash for Woody, who won himself those tickets to see Wrath of Man.
So we got tickets and a request.
Well done, sir. Well
wow.
played.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are finished for the day.
Which means Greg is here. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
How are you, sir? Happy
yeah.
weekend to thee.
Yeah, the weekend. Anybody got plans?
Yeah. Ooh, I got some plans. I'm going to actually hit a...
When?
Well, Saturday night, I was thinking that the three of us could go out. Because, Sluggo, you mentioned that pizza place.
Oh, Saturday.
Oh, Saturday I have a thing with the people.
Sure. Yeah. Totally understandable. Yeah. Late. Yeah. So Sunday night then. Three of us will go out, have a pizza. That'll be a good time.
Oh, no, I'm dying on Sunday. I'm sorry. I'm going to be dead.
I must have misheard you.
Dead. Yes.
I didn't mishear.
He plans on dying.
Yes.
He's going to start his weekend by buying $150 worth of booze.
That's actually totally true.
What about you guys just watch me on a Zoom?
Yeah, we'll tune in.
I might actually do that.
Aww.
Guitarist extraordinaire Phil Campbell of Motorhead, whom you're going to hear on this Party Songs Weekend on KLOS, was born on this day in rock in 1961 in Wales. He was on this day in rock in 1968 on board a plane flying from the UK to the US after a long tour with a band called Bluesology. A guy named Reginald Dwight decided to start calling himself Elton John.